Hi, my name is Piper, and I want to tell you my trash story about how my mom had cheated on me. Yes, usually ex-boyfriends tend to cheat on somebody, but I don't even have to find boyfriends for this. My mom does it perfectly by herself, and so perfectly that I'm terrified. It so happened that I'm 19 and I'm still living with my parents. My university is really close to my house, by the way. And my house is a big one, so there's no sense to move somewhere else. Anyway, living with my parents seemed better for me. They are always somewhere near, ready to give me their love and support. And I started to make some money when I was 16. I spent money for traveling, sometimes with my parents. Everybody is happy anyway. In my free time, I go in for fitness to be prettier for photos. So I have a really beautiful body, and I notice guys looking at me. I'm not boasting now. Don't think something like that about me. It's just an important thing to understand all the unexpected turns in my life in this story. Nevertheless, I have a wonderful look, and I don't have a boyfriend. I just don't have time for wasting with guys. And I want to meet that one. And I want him to love animals, traveling. I want him to be handsome, clever, and funny. I want him to earn a lot of money. So it's a great list. And there is no suitable guy. One day in the evening, I had been surfing the net, checking different pages, looking for a tour to go on my vacation. Nothing special. I've already saved all the pages that I needed, and there were some interesting blogs about tourism. But I wasn't ready to see some advertisement, especially one ad. I was shocked. I can surely say that I don't visit dating sites, especially that kind of dating websites. If I want a one-time date, I just go outside and have one. But the photo of myself invited me to that site. Of course, I bookmarked the link, and I saw the page of the girl that offers chatting. So you understand what kind of website it is. But that girl was me. Judging by the photo and hobbies, it was me. It even said on the website that it's me myself. And there were a lot of photos. And it was made without an unnatural manner. Moreover, only the most interesting perspective. I got the impression that I'm going crazy. Someone couldn't create that page and seriously continue posting there with such things in the right mind. I'm not suffering from memory failure, so I couldn't do these mad things and forget about that. And the main thing is that I've never made that kind of a photo. Instagram girls take some beautiful photos with effects, light playing, making bad moments less recognizable. You know, girls do that. Like it's a necessary thing. And now, there wasn't anything from that list. Usual light from a lamp bulb, but a great accent on the body. After that and after a mental breakdown, I wrote to the support line, and they denied to delete the photos of me. I understand the obvious thing, in case that I didn't take those photos. Somebody else made that. I didn't know who I should suspect. Maybe the murderer behind my window. I don't have other variants. I decided to prove my suspicions or try to find the person on the other side of the wire. How? Really easy. I created a new mail account and wrote something to the supposedly me. Something like, "Hello, you're a beauty," and so on. And in the response, the person on the other side of the wire offered me to buy my intimate photos. He told me the price, and I was shocked in the beginning. And after that, I was really confused. He gave me the number of my mom's bank account. But I decided to go until the end, and I sent the money. I really wanted to find out what was happening. It seemed so simple. I figured it out by the photos. You don't have to be Sherlock to understand. Usually, I sleep without any clothes. Install some mini cameras in my room? A 5-minute deal. Take photos and enjoy your life. When I asked why, Mom confessed that she makes money for living this ingenious way. I saw the price for 5 photos. There was enough money for the journey. We've been arguing for a long time. Mom couldn't understand what exactly I don't like. She doesn't mean anything bad. She just earns money for all of us. On my revenge porn. Yeah. To be short, everything was ending at that moment. When I told her to delete that wretched page and told her that if she's not going to stop, then I don't have a mother anymore. I'll tell my dad and other relatives too. After that, Mom realized that she did a bad thing to me and deleted that page and all the photos from her laptop. I don't know why. Anyhow, I moved. I decided to take this situation as a motivation from destiny to live alone. I rent a tiny flat and checked it properly if there were any video cameras and other video systems. Now I live in a peaceful and calm environment. Recently, I found that site and I was going to check it again, but something stopped me. But on the main page, I saw the photo of my mom. It seems like she wasn't going to lose any money. But for her photos, she uses a lot of light and corrections. And she also wears a mask. But I recognize my home wallpaper from thousands, and also my mom's body. For me, that story ended without any aftermath. Just great moral trauma because of cheating from one of the closest people to me. I won't trust people for a long time after that, just in case. If you've ever had such an experience and similar situations in your life, write in the comments. Let's create a club of cheated internet revenge porn guys. Support me with your likes. And remember that even relatives can do strange things that you'll be shocked. Much love. Bye.